Welcome, everyone. My name is Eric Feldman. Today, we will continue our Karma Seekers Dynamic Meditations, and we will look at the next step. And for those of you who are new, you are still continuing to begin with a stand-up posture. Now, for those who are more advanced, you can choose to begin sitting down, or you could right away begin standing up. But those who are new, please continue from a sitting down posture. Remember the chair that you have. Remember the space that you have created for yourself. We are continuing. Last time we were here, we have touched upon the connection. We touched upon the connection. We have worked through being a witness to our body. We have worked through witnessing our thoughts and without judgment, witnessing our breath, freeing ourselves to breathe. We witnessed our body, our hands, our wrists, our head and our neck, and created the possibilities for the body to respond freely to the energy. We paid attention to our shoulders, and that generally as we carry the weight on our shoulders. So here we are. Are you ready for the next step? And in the next step, as promised, we will be looking at the basic recognition of the energy, the self-regulation, and the healing of emotion. The very, very basic healing of emotions. So as we begin, I want to, for those of you who are standing up, of course, your eyes are closed. Those of you who are sitting down, sit down deep, deep in your chairs. Your hands are still facing down. Your hands, you're on the knees, relaxed as much as you can be, and you are just simply, as your eyes are closed, you're simply paying attention to your body. As I'm going to be raising the energy today, we're going to do some new things, even for those of you, the alumni that are joining us today. Thank you for being here. We are going to do some new things, and we will see how we respond to that. I welcome your questions and feedback, of course. As you may notice, we already have some feedback, and hopefully on the same page that you are on, and you'll be able to read that already. And now I'm just going to give you a few moments of quiet, so we can raise the energy. So we can listen to our body. Doing very well. And as your eyes are closed, we're going to go through the very basics. What we want to be is in a witness mode. Everything that we know is great, but the tools of continuing to chisel the angel and to set him free, or her free, out of the marble of who we are, out of the potential that we have inside, we are continuing to work with the tools. And the tools are, right now, self-awareness. Self-awareness through the brought by simple observation without judgment, as you notice your thoughts, and you free yourself to think. You allow the thoughts to run freely or to be still wherever they are. Excellent. You also free your breath, allowing your breathing to regulate on its own. You free your body. Even though you're sitting down now, you understand that element of guidance that you receive from the inside, a little bit of a push, a little bit of a need to change your posture naturally, not intentionally, not necessarily to make yourself comfortable. That's another point that we may be addressing today a little, that this work, the meditation, the dynamic meditation, it's not only about comfort during the meditation. And it's a little bit different than some other meditations you may have experienced before, which probably had a little bit different intentions. And some of those intentions may have been to bring you to some comfortable place and relaxing place and soothing place. Now, our meditation has an intention that is a little bit bigger. It is, there's nothing soothing about chiseling a marble. Nothing. What's soothing is to know that the potential, that angel that you see in the marble, will be set free. And the process of setting free of the angel, the chiseling process, is not always completely comfortable, completely risk-free, completely safe. It's not at all. But at the same time, because of that great recognition, because of the vision, because of the recognition of the potential, then it still gives pleasure to know that with every chisel, you're closer and closer and closer to that freedom, to that expression of the gifts, the uniqueness, and to the ability to share them. And we're going to cover a lot of that in our future lessons. We're going to cover in much more detail. But for now, I just want for you to pay attention that sometimes the postures that you're guided into are not necessarily comfortable, but yet they feel right. They must feel right. And therefore, when you're relaxing your head and your neck, when you are positioning your body, it's not for the purpose of making it comfortable. It's simply because there is that inner guidance that you are listening to, that somehow surprises you into that posture, into that movement, and somehow maybe even makes you uncomfortable in the process, which is fine. Now, in our morning meditation, for those of you who are part of our morning meditations, we've talked about how every meditation gives us an opportunity to really practice what we preach, literally. And I always say that the way you are right now is likely exactly the way you are in everything you do. So if you're free right now, the more free you become, the more you can practice that freedom, actually act upon those suggestions, those mindsets, right now during the meditation, in the simple things that we are doing. If you're able to act upon it, you actually create neural pathways in your brain that later allow you to become it in everything that you do effortlessly, because you trained yourself, you've created literal physical evidence to those freedoms that we are talking about. So don't take, don't try it too hard, but also don't take it lightly, the directions and the instructions that we accept today, simply because they are very taught through their, based on years and years of daily experience and practice and thousands of years of inspiration. And that they've been tested to work over and over again. So here we are. I promised a few moments of quiet, but here I am still guiding with my words. I want to do a little bit more guidance with the energy. So here I am letting you listen to your thoughts and freeing yourself to think. As I'm raising the energy a little higher and you can feel it. I know you can feel it. And you're free to let yourself breathe. As you become the unjudgmental, non-judgmental, I should say, witness to this moment, to who you are. No matter what kind of thoughts come, no matter what kind of postures you may be guided into, or movements, or stillness, or no matter what the experience may be, you are free to make a note, a mental note of them, and let them be, let them express fully, without holding back. Make sure you're safe. That's what I say. Make sure you're safe, of course. You know, logic still stands. But at the same time, let this creative energy express through you as our awareness of this moment of ourselves, witnessing ourselves, becomes the chisel, the tool, which begins the setting free of the angel in the marble. Beautiful. So relax. Pay mental attention again to your hands and wrists. Take your time doing that. Take your time doing that. Beautiful. And just a few days ago, I was teaching 6-7-year-olds in a class, and I actually inspired them to do exactly the same, to pay attention to their hands and wrists. And we're going to talk about that freedom, childlike freedom that they have, which we want to simulate somewhat, arrive to it, but from a different direction. And we're going to be talking about that as well, of what's unique about the children. But here we have a group of children actually paying attention to their hands and wrists, and as they free those hands and wrists, something incredible happens. Their hands and wrists begin responding, and you may be experiencing this right now as well, as if, for some of you at least, as if certain cushions of air are created, are appearing underneath your hands. And especially if you are standing up already. Now, if you're sitting down, your hands are still on your knees, those cushions of air could or may not be so evident. But if you relax your hands, even when they are on your knees, and you will find that just like for the children, your hands may find that cushion. And then once they find that cushion of air, if you relax even more, if you become even a better witness of this moment, you will find that those hands laying on those cushions will actually start floating. And without any effort of a muscle, you may find that those hands actually will be led into certain postures and movements. And suddenly we not only pay attention to the hands and wrists, but we also free them enough to let them go and have their own life. I want you to pay attention to that. Now, if you maybe will recognize that that same kind of freedom that we can just achieve right now by letting go of our hands and becoming a true witness and non-judgmental at this moment, that becomes you. That becomes something that you'll be able to take away for real, not just in understanding, not just in my words. It's not going to be mine anymore or an agreement that we have, but it's going to be you. It's going to become you. And as I say, the energy is quite incredible. You know, it doesn't discriminate. The moment you reach a certain energy, the moment that energy and your actions are allowed in your body, it becomes you. Magic. It becomes you. So let's pay attention to those hands and wrists. And if you're sitting down, you're welcome, and you're not feeling those cushions of air so easily, if for some reason, you're welcome to kind of let your hands slide off your knees and kind of be hanging to your sides, just the same way as we did when we stood up last time. And now pay attention to those hands and wrists. Now, please don't try too hard. You can't make a mistake here. I'm not marking this. And so there's that element of freedom. As I said, be just like those children a few days ago. Just be, you know. If there, it's there. It's not there, it's fine. Just be there. And you see what happens. And let your body surprise you. Maybe something else is happening that's important right now for your body. This is another thing I wanted to share. That what we are doing right now, we're awakening something from the inside. And even though I'm giving you certain instructions of freedom and paying attention, but very often we are so unique and our timing is so different in our lives that there's likely something else that the body wants and needs right now, which is unique and special to you. And it knows already inside. And the moment it receives that energy, it's waiting for that energy to arrive. And right now we're giving it that energy, we're giving it that freedom, and suddenly you will be able to see how the body and the thoughts and the expressions and the breath would choose the exact combination, the exact sequence, the exact experience that you need at this moment. No coincidence. So if you may not be sensing sense, something that I'm trying to highlight or bring attention to, it does not mean that you're not doing it right. It doesn't mean there's something wrong. Actually, maybe there's something right. Because maybe the body is, your system is requiring something different. So at the same time, pay attention to the different. Pay attention to the other. With just the same freedom, with just the same trust, with just the same inspiration. So let's be in the now for a bit. Let's be in the now. And when I mean be in the now, it doesn't mean that you have to bring your thought into the now, but it really means here with our dynamic meditation, it really means that you are observing from the now. You could be thinking about the past. You could be thinking about your future. You could be noticing the moment. But but you're doing it from this perspective of now, from this energy. So here we are. And the energy is rising, you're doing beautiful. Still pay attention to the hands and wrists at the same time to remind you to free your head and your neck. As our body, actually, we're going to introduce something called self-regulation. This is exactly what you're experiencing right now. Self-regulation, the incredible brilliance of the creative energy awakening the possibilities on the inside. We are using the tools, but the image of the angel, the potential, is already there. And it guides us from within. It guides us. It helps us through. The moment we pay attention, it shows us the next step. It shows us more. The more free we become, the less judgmental we are, the less afraid we are to discover something new, the more it begins showing us. But don't force it, because honestly, we can't force it. It won't work. And therefore, we have the energy. Therefore, it is the energy. As I'm speaking, and again, if you're new, you may recognize that even though I'm sharing words and I'm speaking, at the same time, I'm raising the energy. So words are parallel to the energy words. But I still will give you a few more moments. So just pay attention. Let that body take. Let self-regulation come through. Yes, there we go. Why is that important? Well, because those movements and postures, those sensations, are not just movements and postures and sensations. They actually have a purpose, and the purpose is correction. And then growth. And without the correction and the growth, no matter what it is that we attempt on the outside, no matter what kind of things we learn and try and apply, they may not be as successful as they would if we were able to awaken the true us. Into the moment, into the action, into the words, into the relationships, into the love that we are giving, into the sharing, into the experience. And therefore, no matter how and what kind of success we may appear to have received, if it is not us, if it is a make-believe pretend and not the true us in the experience, we just can't enjoy it. Can't. It won't let us. Therefore, you see a lot of people who seemingly successful on the outside may not be so happy on the inside. And you know some of those people and others who were able to chisel the marble, to chisel through the marble and set the angel free and did achieve success. Then there is that unity, there is that joining of their true selves and their experience. They found themselves in their lives, and they continue chiseling. It's not something that you chisel and set free, and that's it. It is a process, and you get better and better at it, and you achieve greater and greater joy from the process as well as from the image that you bring upon into reality. Make yourself real. Make yourself more and more. And we're going to talk about that, of where is that image in, who you are really, as we go on with our lessons. For now, remember the energy. And just let it come through. In a few moments, we're all going to stand up. and I'm going to practice the self-regulation. Beautiful. Still paying attention to the body, beginning with the head and the neck, allowing the freedom, expressing outwards the process of correction and self-regulation, which may look or feel different than what you're used to. And this is the moment to notice and set it free. Now, I would like us to all those who are already the alumni, the advanced students, if you begin from a standing up posture and you already are in a different posture, then you can continue from that posture. But those of you who are new here and you begin with a sitting down posture, this is the time to stand up. So if you can, you don't have to open your eyes, but generally you may open your eyes, slowly, slowly stand up, find that place where you're more comfortable in. Move that chair away if necessary. Make sure there's room around you for your arms. Make sure there's some room on the floor if necessary. And again, the legs and feet are at the width of your shoulders. That's how we begin. This is not how we remain, but this is how we begin. Our hands and arms are just free to our sides. Our eyes are closed. Give you a few moments to get ready. Beautiful. And now, as your eyes are closed, you pay mental attention to your hands and wrists. Again, having that potential of feeling that cushion under your hands, just like the children do so easily. And then once you do, and if you do, you lay your hands on that cushion and you just let it take your hands and your arms, just laying there. You will find it quite interesting. First, the hands are being pushed away from the body a little bit, and then if you trust it even more, you may discover some incredible things. As you become the non-judgmental observer of the moment. At the same time, you allow thoughts to come in. And even if some of those thoughts may be pleasant or unpleasant, it wouldn't change a thing, because remember, what we want is to awaken something from within, to awaken the process of correction that is inspired by the energy that expresses itself through the thoughts into the physical. Beautiful. Now there's something that layer between the thoughts and the physical, Well, actually, so like I said, there's a layer between the energy change and the thoughts. Before the thoughts are formulated, there's something we call emotional response. And the emotional responses are different, and they settle along the spine. And we're going to cover some of those emotional responses in our lessons. But before we do, I want you just to make sure that you free your body. Make sure that you free your body, beginning with the head and the neck, freeing it to the shoulders, freeing it to the back, along the spine, down to the lower back, the hips, the knees. You become flexible and elastic. As flexible and elastic as you could be. Recognizing that the body may twist, may bend. It will feel like it's pushing, but it's only because and if you are holding back. If you are finding yourself that you're balancing yourself, that means that you are stiffening the spine. What I would like you to do, instead of balance yourself, relax the spine and let it bend and twist as it may. Then you'll find yourself even more free. So the body and the self-regulation process can take the next step. And there's no end to this freedom and development of that freedom. Again, I talked about the tools. The tools don't change. You just become an expert at them. And then you become a master and a grandmaster. And then the image of that you chisel out of the marble becomes more and more and more resemblance of the real you. More and more. More detail. And more detail. And more detail of your own potential coming through into reality. That's the process. Very good. In our dynamic meditation, the Karma Secrets, I speak of moving from survival to beyond survival. But very often in our lives, just as well, we find ourselves in the survival mode. And what happens in the survival mode is that our emotions, our thoughts, and our body get stuck in a place where we begin noticing those things which are not working instead of those things which are. And that is not a problem. That's how nature is. When we are in a survival mode, we are guided into paying attention to probably only 5% of things that are not working in our lives, where the rest of the 95% are actually great. But we are guided from the inside when our energy is insufficient, when we are in a survival mode. We are automatically guided to pay attention to that which is not working. And just recently, actually, I stumbled upon an article from Fast Company, I believe, just a few days ago. And it was an older article, but it spoke of superheroes. And it spoke that every superhero has incredible specialties and talents. Superman can see and far and fly. But they all have their weakness as well. They have, I think Superman had something like kryptonite that he needed. And if you look at every superhero, they have their weakness and they have their strength. Now, the beauty of superheroes is that they don't allow the 5% of weakness, the Achilles heel, to hold them back from expressing their uniqueness and individuality as superheroes. because all have it. You have 95% of who you are. You're a superhero. You have such uniquenesses that nobody else has. Except when you are energetically in a survival mode, you can't use them. You can't awaken them. You can't live in that abundance because you're naturally geared and you pay attention just to protect yourself to the things that don't work. And they bind you, restrict you, sometimes for life. Here we have an opportunity to change that energy. And only when, and to the degree that we change the energy from survival to beyond survival mode, that we free ourselves from literally having to pay attention to the 5% that may need some improvement, and we are able to suddenly awaken the 95% that we are unique and amazing in. This is how our mind works. It's nothing. You know, we need to outsmart it right now. And the anxiety, the moodiness of the brain and the emotions, the pains that creates is simply from the noticing the incomplete, the broken, the unfinished. But it's a part of our brain of survival instinct, and there's nothing we need to change. Actually, it's a good thing, except we need to move away from it. As we grow, we naturally do. That's what growth is, moving away from survival mode into the beyond survival mode. And we're now moving that through that self-regulation, we actually begin our journey beyond survival. Naturally, not having to focus on the 5% and allowing the best to come through. Now, if we don't change the energy, we can still understand this. I mean, right now you heard my words and you can take it away and say, okay, great, I understand it. Let me pay attention to the 95. No problem, right? But if the energy has not changed, at best we convince ourselves to ignore it. But if we're still feeling the continuous, drained energy, and eventually we'll make that into a big problem if we just convince ourselves and we don't change the energy. So what do we do with such a brain that is in survival mode? How do we resolve this negative focusing? Well, this is why you are here today. I was spoken of children earlier, and children, because they're going through a little bit different process of growth, they, in many ways, are opposite. They are fearless at times. They pay attention to changes, but they have greater gratitude. And we even teach them to express gratitude, to respect others, like calling them by their name and title. We teach them how to say things like thank you, and please, and welcome. By acknowledging ourselves and by acknowledging others and others' efforts and results, by that noticing the beauty in things and not the problem, noticing the beauty in detail. Look at the children. And that is really what we need to awaken in us naturally as adults as well. And we're going to talk about this a little bit expanded next time we are here, as we touch on the recognition the healing of the body and others, but right now, I want you to pay even more attention to your energy and free your body and recognize that those are steps of self-regulation that we are experiencing right now. Allowing the body to be free, allowing the thoughts to express, allowing even emotions to express. And in some cases, people could have spontaneous laughter or tears. You could feel uncomfortable or comfortable. It doesn't really matter as much of what the reaction may be, but what matters is that you are free to respond, that you're actually allowing yourself to be in this moment exactly how you are. I'm going to raise the energy a little bit higher and give you a little bit more freedom. Experience your thoughts. It's what we call self-regulation. Unjudgmental awareness of every moment, of the physical state, of the emotional state, of the thought process. Relaxing from the top down, from the head and the neck, down the spine, freeing our breath, freeing our knees and our lower back, by that allowing the dance of the body from within. The choreographer is inside of you. No expectations. You don't have to look good. There's no right or wrong. There's no good and bad. It's just the now and the truth of this now. The moment we're able to recognize that we are not yet complete, we are allowing ourselves to be free to move forward. Without shame, without the need to perform, just relaxing. Best we can, allowing something from within to express. I'm sure that if you are here, you've heard of yoga and Tai Chi and Qigong and shamanic dance and prana and visualization and so many other great arts that we know. Right now, you are able to express those arts in the most natural way from within, simply by awakening this energy that you're feeling and giving yourself the freedom you're getting. You become your own guru, expressing the exact right combination of all those arts, not only one specific, based on exactly the need of the moment, of your need, of this moment, chiseling exactly, not only in the right place, but at the right time for you, at the right intensity, with exactly the right angle. You're doing great. We're just at the beginning of our journey. For those of you who are new and those of you who've been here before, the alumni, you understand how our growth is just like a spiral. Every time you move to a similar position, but on a higher plane, a similar challenge of a higher plane, bigger rewards, higher expectations, greater awareness, more fulfilling experience every time. The distance that we cover in our dynamic meditations, as far as internal growth, is vertical distance, not horizontal. We don't go anywhere physically to explore. We go inwards and vertically. Just a graphical image that I'm giving to the movement from survival to beyond survival, to the movement from the instinctive need to protect ourselves and pay attention to that which is incomplete and not working, by that limiting ourselves and bounding ourselves, sometimes for years, sometimes for longer, to moving and surpassing that, and starting to pay attention and awakening the other 95%. And within them, the extreme individuality and uniqueness in us, being able to bring it into life, becoming the superheroes of our own life. And as I've studied many energies of those who have been superheroes and have been able to express a lot of geniuses, very talented people, I found quite incredible things. That it's not only the talent that makes them special, not the perceived talent, but it's the ability to be diligent, the ability to do daily work, to be committed, to have a routine, to be committed and dependent, actually, on others. Their independence was, and their growth was, the ability to become dependent on their environment. Quite incredible. Something we will touch somewhat in the future in an advanced course, if you may. For now, just the first steps. Self-regulation. Awareness of self as we are. Accepting this moment as it is. Allowing ourselves to be surprised. Freeing the body, the mind to think and to move. Or to be still, accepting any stage or state of your experience. Wow, you feel that? Are you feeling that? This is the best energy we've had so far together. I'm very proud of you. It is not easy, not for beginners and not for advanced, for different reasons, to reach this energy again and again. This energy will keep us honest. And what I mean by keeping us honest is it will take away the need to pretend, to force ourselves to pay attention to the positive, but to truly deliver the positive outlook naturally. To give us an opportunity to try harder and work in the right direction. And the energy does that. And you are feeling it right now, I know. But please, no expectations, right? Some of you may feel it a little bit more, some a little bit less. You are receiving exactly what you need at this moment. Can't be any other way. Those are the laws of dynamic meditation. We receive differently. We need different things. But we are receiving them even though we are together. Because we are awakening something from within. Then we're receiving exactly what we need at this moment. No doubt. No trial and error. No guilt, no expectation, no judgment. Just as you are. You're perfect right now. Just as you are. Excellent. Beautiful. You're doing amazing now. Slowly, slowly, please open your eyes. Open your eyes. You could stand up or sit down. I want you to pay attention of what you're feeling and how you're feeling right now. I would love you to go and share with us. If you have questions, if you have experiences, go ahead, share it with us. Not only so I know about it, but the process of sharing is actually giving you something that you cannot receive in any other way. So I encourage that. I encourage the sharing. Of course, if there's some private things, I don't want you to share them. If you don't feel comfortable with them, and that's not the idea. But something that you feel comfortable to share or questions that you feel comfortable to ask, you're welcome to do that. It will benefit you as well as others. Here we are, dynamic meditation. We have began our first lesson with the introduction to your inner creative energy and the connection. Today we have continued with self-regulation and the basic recognition of through the self-regulation, the healing. That is the process from going beyond, from survival to beyond survival, and the attention that we tend to give to either the 5% or the 95% of who we are. Quite a great energy. Again, beautiful experience that we shared here together. And we are here again next time. And next time we're going to touch upon of the body, healing the body, and how the mind is able to add and speed up the process of correction and to move us from survival to beyond survival using our mind and healing of the body. Beautiful. Exceptional energy, that's what it's all about. My name is Eric Waldman, and we have completed successfully our second day, second lesson. Until next next time. Internalize, embody, and definitely take it into your day. If you have a few more moments, you're welcome to stand up again, close your eyes, and practice that energy. And we'll speak soon. Thank you.